Good morning, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with a 7:15 edition of the news. On Thursday, the 5th day of January, it's 19 degrees. Now some moderate snow falling out there at the studios of WFIW. We picked up less than an inch of snow here at the studios so far. We do have a winter weather advisory. It's in effect till 6 o'clock this evening. Now, we just got off the phone a few moments ago with the Fairfield Grade School Superintendent, Diana Zerlini, and she's telling us that the school buses are running a little bit slow this morning. And that's because they want to be extra careful with those kids, of course. So just be patient. School officials are asking that you be patient because the bus drivers are going to be driving as cautiously and carefully as they possibly can. And as you head out, you need to be careful as well. Take your time. Give yourself some extra time to reach your destination. We have zero, no school cancellations at this time. We do expect anywhere from 2 to 3 inches of snow before this event blows on out of here. Now, the latest we've gotten from the National Weather Service office is this snowfall event could taper off and quit for a little bit later on this morning, then fire back up this afternoon with a second but lesser round of snow this afternoon. But again, the winter weather advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock this evening. We are hearing scanner traffic of some traffic accidents, primarily south of here and north of here. And I'm talking about on Interstate 57 and Interstate 70, some traffic accidents there, particularly on those higher speed limit roads out there. So whatever you're doing, just take your time, slow down, and give yourself extra time to reach your destination. Those roads out there are getting to be covered with snow. The Illinois Department of Transportation doing a great job out there of clearing the snow, and but they can only do so much as the snow continues to fall. But again, that winter weather advisory in effect till 6 o'clock this evening. No cancellations yet here at the studios, but we do recommend that you check our website, wfiwradio.com, and click on our cancellation link. It's under the community events logo there. Click on that, and then you can scroll down and see the cancellation link there. And if and when we do receive anything like that, we will include it on our cancellation page. It is time now for the news from the Mark Densmore Country Financial News Desk. Mark Densmore is located in Wayne City. And in other news this morning, the annual dinner meeting of the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce has been set for the 13th of March. During that meeting, the Business of the Year and the Community Service Award will be presented. Nominations for recipients of these awards are now being accepted at the Fairfield Chamber office through Friday the 10th of February. So you may make a nomination by calling the Chamber office at 842-6116. You can write the Chamber at 121 East Main Street, or you can submit an entry on their Facebook page, or even email an entry to chamber@fairfieldwireless.net. Last year's recipients, Carnaby Square Business of the Year, and Donna Reaver, the recipient of the Community Service Award. WFIW News Time, 7:18.
This one won't last long. Country Roads Realty has listed a 4-bedroom ranch on 8.5 acres in Jasper School District with a 28-by-48 pole barn and a low price of $100,000. Need something smaller? Go see 704 North 1st Street in Fairfield. This charming brick ranch features 2 fireplaces, full basement with a family room, detached garage, gorgeous plaster work, new flooring and kitchen priced at only $62.5. Call Jessica McCleary or Terry Weedman at 842-SOLD or log on to countryroadsrealty.net.
In 1916, Auto Owners Insurance teamed up with local independent agents so customers could get fast, friendly, local service.
Bravo.
It worked so well, we decided to keep it that way. And 100 years later, we still do things the same way. By teaming up with local independent agents who deliver quality, personal service.
Thank you.
Some might call that old school. But then again, maybe everything old is new again. Kind of refreshing, isn't it?
Call me, Henry Simmers, for fast, friendly service at CSI Insurance in Fairfield at 842-2193.
There's a storm coming. We may not know its path, but your independent auto owner's insurance agent knows. No matter what happens, we'll be there when you need us most. Strong through every storm. That's how it's been for our first 100 years. And how it will be for generations to come.
No matter what happens, we'll be there for you. Call me, Henry Simmers, at CSI Insurance in Fairfield today.
Members of the Red Hill Education Association have given a notice of intent to strike. Now, according to officials with the Red Hill Community Unit School District Number 10, the earliest a strike could happen is this Friday, tomorrow. Officials are stressing that a notice of intent to strike is certainly not the same as a vote to actually strike. The latest information from Red Hill District does not indicate a strike vote has been taken at this time. Fairfield Mules varsity basketball team scheduled to play Red Hill Saturday evening. A check of the local school officials indicate that game's still on. If anything changes, we'll certainly let you know. Members of the Red Hill Education Association, the teachers' union, they've been working without a contract for more than a year. A Carmine man already serving 17 years in prison for burglarizing a White County home is now facing brand new charges in Edwards County. Mark S. Keller II, 42, of Carmine, has been formally charged with residential burglary. That's a Class 1 felony, and theft, a Class 4, in Edwards County. In this latest Edwards County case, Keller is accused of entering the home of Sally Brewster on North 4th Street in Grayville, stealing silverware with a value of less than $500. Those charges were filed by Edwards County State's Attorney Eric St. Ledger. The alleged burglary at the Brewster house happened on or about the 22nd of July. Keller is currently in the joint, serving 17 years for burglarizing the home of Donna Matz in Carmine, where while she was away attending the funeral of her husband, Hank. Keller remains in prison pending transfer back to Edwards County to face those latest charges. Fairfield City Police report three arrests this week. Jack A. Wendell, 55, Fairfield, domestic battery. Cameo M. McClary, 24, Fairfield, domestic battery. And Vicky E. Thomas, 53, of Granite City, arrested by city police on a charge of disorderly conduct. WFIW News, time 7:21.
Quickly improve your new year with faster internet from Wabash. Speeding up your internet is an easy resolution to achieve. It may help with your other resolutions, like reducing stress by getting rid of too slow internet and have more fun with a better streaming experience. Get up to 1 gig with Wabash Fiber. Call 662-3636 now for a speedier 2017. Service availability and internet speed will depend on location. Contact us for details.
Is your furniture style stuck in the 80s, 70s, or even 60s? It's time to ditch that retro feeling. Let Hubner's Furniture Company come to your rescue. We carry name-brand furniture to fill all your rooms. Our knowledgeable staff has 49 combined years of experience in retail furniture and design. Hubner's also offer free delivery and setup within 30 miles and have free financing available. See store for details. You can visit us online, follow us on Facebook, or just come out and visit our showroom. We would be happy to help in any way we can and to show you all the newest trends. Only at Hubner's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth a drive. Highway 50 East Florida.
Well, Albion's Pork Day celebration and the first day of the Edwards County Fair have joined together for one giant event on Saturday, July 22nd, on the square in downtown Albion. This year's festival will combine activities folks have come to like and enjoy from both the events. Activities include a car, truck, and tractor show, a tractor drive, water ball, color run, a Little Miss contest for the Pork Day, and the Fair Queen contest for the fair. Plenty of food and vendors and inflatables and a whole lot more. There'll be music broadcast throughout the day on the square, a variety of food available from charitable organizations, as well as, how about barbecue pork chop dinner served and cooked by the local FFA alumni, and pork burgers cooked and served by the Farm Bureau Young Leaders. So again, mark your calendar. It's going to be a combined deal, the first day of the Edwards County Fair and the Albion Pork Day celebration, July 22nd. The Edwards County Spelling Bee has been scheduled for Wednesday, January 18th at the Edwards County Courthouse in downtown Albion. Start time, 6:30. The top four contestants from Albion and West Salem grade schools will take on each other to determine a county champ. Judges for this year's Bee are Eric St. Ledger and Tracy Bolligman. Teachers will be present to supervise the event. Each school winner qualifies then for the Tri-State Spelling Bee in Evansville, date to be announced. Fairfield's First Christian Church having a big free lunch this Saturday, but serving 11 to 1. Boy, it's a good menu, too. Vegetable soup, Waldorf salad, and bread pudding. As always, lunch is free. Everybody's welcome. Guests are asked to use the doors on the west side of the building. Fairfield Golf Course having their first four cookouts for the year. The first one's this Saturday on the court in front of the courthouse on Main Street. Starting at about 10 a.m., it's a drive-through event. Additional cookouts have been set for the 21st of January, the 4th, and 18th of February. Spring semester classes at Frontier Community College start next week. Still time to register, though, and pick up textbooks, student services, and the bookstore. We'll be open for extended hours today from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Got a few classes with openings still, including food, sanitation, and safety, intro to computers, GED test prep, aerobics, chair yoga, spin, total body workout, yoga, book club class, and firefighting fundamentals. Just call the college at 842-3711. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Crude oil prices closed up yesterday. Local refineries raised their offering $1 per barrel. Today they're paying $46.25 per barrel. In local and area deaths, 83-year-old Fairfield resident Ralph K. Wright died Monday at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. He'd been a Spanish and English teacher at Fairfield High School, also worked at Walmart for many years. He was preceded in death by his wife, Wanda Lisa Wright, his parents, a sister, Mary Rose Wright, and a brother, Gilbert Franklin Wright. Per Ralph's wishes, his body's been cremated and no services will be held. The Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of the arrangements. 82-year-old Nora City resident Peggy Sue James, formerly a Maunee, died Wednesday at Barnes Hospital in St. Louis. She was a certified nurse assistant, worked in the Carmi area for 28 years, and a member of the Methodist Church. Survivors include her husband, Irvin Clarence James, a son, Evan James of Maunee, a daughter, Tracy Payne of Nora City, a brother, Harry McCandless of Texas, and grandchildren, Jamie and Justin Payne, Gage James, and Connor Payne. Services for Peggy Sue James will be 1 o'clock Friday at the Cook Chapel in Carmi with burial in Big Prairie Cemetery. Visitation 11 o'clock Friday morning till the time of service at the Cook Chapel in Carmi. 87-year-old Carmi resident Dean Russell Schaefer died Wednesday at Wabash Christian Retirement in Carmi. He'd spent his working career in the Illinois oil basin, working in the oil fields, was a U.S. Navy veteran of the Korean War, and member of both the VFW and American Legion. Survivors include sons Chris and wife Cindy Schaefer, and Nick and wife Whitney Schaefer, all of Carmi, and grandchildren Keelan and McKenna Schaefer and Alicia Schaefer. In keeping with Dean's wishes, his remains have been cremated. There will be a visitation, though, from 5 to 6 Friday evening at the Cook Chapel in Carmi. Military rites conducted at the chapel at 6 p.m. 96-year-old infield resident Lawrence W. Unfried died Monday at Wabash Christian Retirement Center in Carmi. He was the chief financial officer at the Carmi Township Hospital for some 30 years, was a U.S. Navy veteran of World War II, earning the rank of chief petty officer, was a member of the local VFW and American Legion and St. Patrick's Catholic Church of Enfield, along with the Knights of Columbus. Survivors include sons Hugh Unfried and John Unfried, a daughter, Mary Patricia Unfried, grandchildren, Laura Petkowitz, and Stephanie Lemons, and Benjamin Unfried, great-grandchildren, Lucas Petkowitz, Marshall Lemons and Gavin and Blake Lemons, sisters Margaret Stahl, Teresa Violent, and Mary Frances Ellison. Funeral Mass for Lawrence W. Unfried will be celebrated at 10 o'clock Friday morning at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Enfield with graveside military rites conducted by the Carmi American Legion and VFW. Visitation 4 to 7 this evening at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield with a rosary service recited at 3:45. Memorials are suggested for masses at St. Patrick's Catholic Church or the Wounded Warriors Project, and those will be accepted either at the church or the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield. 78-year-old McLeansboro resident Bill Eight died Monday at the Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. Services for Bill Eight will be 11 o'clock this morning at St. Clement's Catholic Church in McLeansboro, burial in St. Clement's Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the cemetery fund in McLeansboro and will be accepted at the church or the Harry Funeral Home of McLeansboro, which is in charge of all the arrangements. Funeral services for Janice Marie Duke, 77, of Carmi, will be 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Cook Chapel in Carmi with burial in Union Ridge Cemetery. Visitation will be 11 o'clock this morning till the time of service at the Cook Chapel in Carmi. Memorials may be made to Wabash Christian Retirement Center and will be accepted at the Cook Chapel in Carmi. Services for Donald Jean Braddy, 82 of Bluford, will be 1 o'clock Friday afternoon at the Huey Funeral Home in Mount Vernon with burial in Mount Vernon Memorial Gardens at Woodlawn. Military rites accorded by the American Legion Post 141 of Mount Vernon. Visitation will be from 5 to 8 tonight at the Huey Funeral Home in Mount Vernon. Memorials may be made to the Alzheimer's Association. Funeral services for Dorothy J. Dalby Hallam, 94, formerly of Albion, will be 1 o'clock Friday at Nails Funeral Home in Albion with burial in Graceland Cemetery. Visitation will be noon Friday till the time of service, 1 p.m. at Nails Funeral Home in Albion. Funeral services for Ronald Biggerstaff, 77 O'Fallon. It'll be 11 o'clock Friday morning at the Wolflersberger Funeral Home in O'Fallon, with burial Saturday, 1 p.m. at the Enfield, Illinois Cemetery. Visitation, 9 o'clock Friday morning till the time of service, 11 a.m. at the Wolflersberger Funeral Home in O'Fallon. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home of Enfield is in charge of all the arrangements. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, look on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. WFIW News Time, 7:30.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care provides accessible medical evaluations and convenient treatment for minor illnesses and conditions on a walk-in basis 7 days a week in the Medical Arts Complex, Suite E. This is Physician Assistant James Hopper, and on behalf of the Urgent Care team, we are here for you when your family needs medical attention right away for treatment of a strain, sprain, sore throat, cold, flu, rash, ear infection, or a minor laceration, fracture, or ailment. Our Urgent Care service allows you a more affordable and efficient alternative to an emergency room visit. Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care is open Monday through Friday, 8 until 8, and Saturday and Sunday, 8 until 5, in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Medical Arts Complex, Suite E. Fairfield Memorial Hospital, excellence in community health care.
Here's a look at some scores from last night in junior high boys basketball. The WEA tournament getting underway. Down at Grayville, it was Grayville over only St. Joe's, 33-25. Allendale beat Jasper, 28-26 in overtime. Up at Jeff, West Salem beat Clay City, 52-21, and Jeff knocked off Mount Carmel St. Mary's, 47-29. That sets up the action for tonight in the WEAA. At Grayville at 6 o'clock, Sisney takes on Jeff. And at 7:15, it's New Hope versus West Salem. Junior high girls basketball on the schedule tonight at 6. It's Fairfield at Wayne City. And Olney St. Joe's is traveling to New Hope. High school girls basketball tonight. Edwards County goes down to Carmi for a conference game. And Mount Vernon comes over to Fairfield. That's freshman game only. National scores from last night in the NBA, it was Chicago over Cleveland, 105-94. Charlotte beat Oklahoma City, 123-112. Atlanta knocked off Orlando, 111-92. Milwaukee beat the Knicks just by one, 105-104. The Clippers bounced Memphis, 115-106. It was Golden State over Portland, 125-117. And Miami beat Sacramento, 107-102. In the NHL, Winnipeg skated by Florida, 4-1. It was the Rangers, New York Rangers over Philadelphia, 5-2. Montreal beat Dallas, 4-3 in overtime. Calgary gets by Colorado, 4-1. Vancouver shut out Arizona, 3-0. And Anaheim shut out Detroit, 2-0. In NCAA basketball, last night in the Big Ten, Michigan State over Rutgers, 93-65. Michigan beat Penn State, 72-69. A couple of MVC scores, SIU over Indiana State, 80-74. And Bradley beat Evansville 74-63. In the Atlantic 10, LaSalle knocked off St. Louis 75-54. In the top 25, it was Butler upsetting Villanova 66-58. Duke knocked off Georgia Tech 110-57. Baylor beat Iowa State late 65-63. Creighton over St. John's 85-72. NC State big win over Virginia Tech 104-78. Notre Dame beats Louisville 77-70. It was Pittsburgh upsetting Virginia 88-76, and Oregon knocked off Washington 83-61.
And that is time to check the WFIW weather forecast. Snow today, high around 22. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, low around 10. Sunny Friday, 19. Sunny Saturday, Sunday, and partly sunny Monday, 25. I make that 19 the high Friday, 25 Saturday, 23 Sunday, warming to 37 by Monday, and then Tuesday of next week, how about some rain? High around 49, got up to 35 for the high yesterday before the bottom fell out overnight. 19 our low this morning. We've had about an inch of snow so far, but again, we have a winter weather advisory in effect until 6 o'clock this evening. And as a quick reminder, all schools are in session. As far as we know, we've had zero cancellations. School officials advising that the buses are running just a little bit slow, so be patient out there. They're running slow so they can be extra careful. As you head out to work or school, give yourself extra time to reach your destination. Be careful. We're also told if you have some travel plans outside the area, Interstate 57 to the north, very treacherous, we're told, so just plan accordingly and be careful out there. At 7:34, with moderate snow falling at the time, our temperature 19. For news that's online anytime you're online, go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
Are you hunting for the best deals around?